Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Georgia Pitt and Surveys. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. I'm doing a survey. You might help me out today?
Sure.
Okay. What is your year of birth, ma'am?
You said year of birth?
Yeah, the year of your birth.
Okay, 1969.
Thank you. What is your race?
American.
All right. In politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Okay. Next are some questions about you think things are going in your community and the country, okay?
Okay.
So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, okay, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? As you would say, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following, okay? So using this scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, okay?
Okay.
So the first is Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp. I say 7.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
7.
Okay. Cornel West.
Cornel West, 8.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
7.
Okay. Joe Biden?
7.
Okay. Fannie Willis?
8.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay.
0 to 10.
I'll say about a 9.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
6.
Thank you. And how will you describe black political power since 2020? As you would say, is it much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. Is it somewhat less powerful or much less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, ma'am, but as it stands now, how likely you are to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials? Using this scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance of a vote, and 10 means you will definitely vote in the 2024 election.
10.
Thank you. You would say you're a great deal, right? A little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected for president in 2024. A great deal, a little bit, not that much, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Will you now vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now for something a little different, all right? Has your life gone better, gone worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely shall not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first on the list is criminal justice reform.
9.
Okay. Crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Voting rights.
10.
Okay. Inflation or cost of living?
10.
Okay. Environmental justice.
8.
Okay. Gun control.
9.
Thank you. Okay, same thing again, but now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So same thing on the list is criminal justice reform, 0 to 10 now.
And this is the ones that have definitely been on their list already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll say 8.
Okay. Crime and violence?
8.
Okay. Voting rights?
10.
Inflation and cost for living?
10.
Okay. Environmental justice?
9.
Okay. Gun control?
9.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration, the Democrats in Congress have passed over the 3 years that they've been in office, okay? So
okay.
Now, for each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to accolade $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
Actually never heard of it.
Okay. Next one is, in a proclamation on granting pardon of the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
Not at all.
Okay. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provide more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes.
And what were the choices again? I'm sorry.
A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
Not that much.
Not that much? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're almost done, okay, man? I really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on the scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
So the first statement is, President Biden administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature, leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. 0 to 10, ma'am.
I'm going to say 8.
Okay. Next statement is, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or we will go backwards. We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or we will let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed. The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future.
Cam.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a serving man, people change their minds. It is okay you did not, but I'd like to ask you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you, ma'am.
I'm going to say 6.
Okay. Now, it's a little way off. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using this scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely will vote in 2024.
10.
Okay. And you will say care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected for president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit?
A great deal.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate, or will you not vote for president, or you're undecided?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Okay?
Okay.
So, we're at 80%. Excuse me. 90%. Okay? When was that?
Okay.
So, New Georgia Project. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
A great deal? Okay. Fair count.
A fair amount.
Okay. Black voters matter.
A great deal.
Okay. Fair fight.
Yeah, a great deal.
Okay. Local board of election.
A fair amount.
Okay. People's agenda.
Not at all.
Okay. Secretary of State.
A fair amount.
Okay. And pro-Georgia?
A fair amount.
Okay. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay, ma'am? Think about your approach for political issues where you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight, heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the 18?
No.
No? Okay. How will you describe your employment status? Will you say you employ full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent? Student?
Oh, full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5, ma'am. Okay?
Okay, $44,000.
Okay. Finally, ma'am, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert, okay? What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, and invite you to events going in our community. or simply remind you of upcoming elections. And as a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
Sure.
Okay. I should need your email, ma'am.
Okay. It's Gina, G-I-N-A, part T, P, G-I-N-A.
Okay.
Yep, part T, P-A-R-T-E-E.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, so I'm going to read it back to you, military style, okay, ma'am? So G as in go, I as in India, N as in no, A as in apple, P as in Peter, A as in apple, R as in run, T as in Thomas, E as an employee, E as an employee at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's see here. Okay, so how do you prefer to be contacted? Please select all, landline, cell phone, text message, mail, email?
Text message.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, okay, ma'am?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I got the email.